prepare to receive away team.
You're listening to the Guardians of the Geekery podcast, On the Road.
All right, here we go. Woo! It's Carol the Cat.
We don't even have an intro.
So yeah, well, we'll tack it on. That's what, yeah.
I'm Carol the Cat. You are?
The Giddy Geeker.
And we are here
You're with Donna Scott Productions and Shakespeare.
And Women Playing Hamlet.
Woo! So we just got to see opening night.
It was awesome.
Down here at the Charlotte Art League. And surprisingly, Women Playing Hamlet is played by all women.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Can we do like a roundabout roll call here so we can get everybody's name on the podcast?
So we have Donna Scott of Donna Scott Productions.
Hi.
Yeah, we kind of think it's named after you.
I'm not very creative with the names of things, but I'm really good with the other stuff. So I save it.
Hey, listen, Star Trek Discovery is STD. You like did good. DSP, I don't know what any disease is.
All right, and then the lovely director.
I'm Tanya Bloodsworth, director.
And talented. It's not just about beauty, right?
Thank you.
And then?
Hi, I'm Glynis O'Donohue. I'm also a producer, and I was in the show tonight.
And you played?
Jessica.
Yes.
And Hamlet. And I'm Vivian Tong, and I played a lot of different people.
Yeah. And you didn't share your Starbucks with any of them. And then?
I'm Sheila Snow Proctor, the executive director of Shakespeare, and also two characters in the show, Gwen and Minnesota Mom.
That was awesome.
I'm Tanya Kelly. I play a bunch of people in this show.
And you may have already been on our podcast because
I'm also a member and writer and everything of Robot Johnson. Robot Johnson's great!
We love Robot Johnson! And then?
And I'm Andrea King, and I also played several roles tonight, and I'm with Shakespeare as well, so that's part of why I'm here.
Yes, she was the director of the first Shakespeare we saw last year,
which we loved. It was great.
So, in short, Women Playing Hamlet is about a woman trying to play Hamlet and all the women who have gone before her, and some of the angst and inner turmoil. So what was it like playing as a woman in Hamlet?
It's amazing, and it's very daunting. Like, I totally understood the reluctance to play the role, and it's like this amazing opportunity, but at the same time, it's, you know, the best known 33 lines in the English language, so.
And how daunting was that to try to do it?
That was
at the very end.
Yeah, after this whole like clown car of a show happened. And then it's like, oh yeah, and then also, hold on a second, we're actually going to do the monologue. I was kind of dreading it from the beginning, but we started working early, and
that was brilliant.
Yeah. Yes, and then you made me cry.
I know.
That wasn't fair. Yeah. It's like, that's not what that's supposed to be about.
But in a good, funny way.
Yeah.
No, but it's so, like...
Yeah, I have a funny cry.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that I learned in playing the part that Gwen's role in this whole play is to make us all understand that it's okay to feel things. Mm-hmm. It's okay for this generation, as she says, hyperlinked, it's okay to feel things. It's okay to feel tragedy. It's okay to feel comedy. It's okay to feel like your life is a comedy. It's okay to feel that, you know, at moments you have tragedy, because it's all about being a human. It's all about human beings, and that's what Shakespeare is about.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Unlike Young and the Restless.
You didn't get any of that?
You were hilarious. I have friends like you, and it was really sad.
Not like me.
No. Well, you never know.
I adore Rosie and Gilda.
Yes.
They are favorites. They need a break off show.
So how does it feel to go from an old man to a very young girl to an older lady that maybe is having some dementia issues?
She's like the Hobbit, so she is perfectly fine.
Yeah, she's cool with us. You were Gandalf the Grey on wheels, so.
How does it feel? I mean, it keeps me on my toes. Like,
and a priest. Oh, you got to throw the priest
in there.
And a priest.
Oh, yeah. A banana-eating priest. Yes.
And right. Blonde barfly.
And a blonde barfly.
That was good, too.
Oh, yeah, everyone will want to see this because of the words banana
eating priest.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Buzzword.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you should be serving bananas and muffins and various foods and Danish fondue.
I'm taking some notes. I'm taking some notes. Yeah.
We'll do some I think
we're looking for sponsors for muffins and bananas and fondue. All of the fondue sponsors. I need you.
And wine.
And wine. Also wine sponsor.
That would be hilarious. Okay, so tell me what else you have coming up.
So the next thing we have coming up is a September show. So we do two shows a year here at the Charlotte Art League. The next show we have is a show called Eat the Runt, and it is a identity play that is a comedy where the audience chooses the cast every night.
So the cast has to learn the entire script because they don't know what they're going to be playing until the audience tells them who they're going to play.
That's scary.
And awesome. Fun.
Yes.
And fun.
No, it sounds like a great time.
We're really excited. It's a play that we wanted to do for a while, and so now we have the place and the time, and we have a grant from the Arts and Science Council, an innovation grant to do that.
And a partnership with the Gantt Center.
And we have a partnership with the Harvey Gantt Center, so we have everything lined up, and we're really, really excited about September.
And then we also have speaker series.
Yes, we have a. We are always working to elevate women's voices in Charlotte, and so we started a speaker series last year. It is the Donna Scott Productions Women Entrepreneurs in Business and Arts. I told you I'm not really good at naming things. Speaker series, and it's basically to bring cool women to talk about all the stuff they do, how they've done it, and there's a tiny bit of networking and a lot of fun, and it's a very casual atmosphere. We do it a couple times a year, and we're going to do two in the summer. We'll do one in June and one in August.
So that's really far away. So our best advice is to come to the play now.
Yes!
But people might need to know how to find tickets.
What? They could easily go to DonnaScottProductions.com and get the link there. They could also go on Eventbrite, but they'd have
She's really consistent in the naming.
Donna Scott Productions.
It's all I know. I told you.
DonnaScottProductions.com.
Woo!
And the play runs from tonight, which is too late. You didn't see it tonight. But through
March 25th. You have a lot of time.
Lots of time. So come and see it. And tickets are only
$22. They're really cheap if you buy them in advance.
Yes. And you do serve. You have a triple C.
We do. Triple C Beer is our beer sponsor. We love them. They have been our sponsor since we moved in the South End. They're awesome. They're just a couple streets over, too. So they're fun to hang out before the show. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah.
Woo. So come out, see a great play.
It was awesome.
And check out DonnaScottProductions.com.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for taking
the time.
We love you.
Oh, yay.
Yay.